This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. SIU's University Honors Program is hosting a special guest lecture as a part of the Michael and Nancy Glassman Distinguished Lecture Series. Kurt Prisbilla is an inventor and an educator, and he has a unique link to someone that's pretty well known here at SIU Carbondale. Kurt, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
People are probably familiar with Buckminster Fuller if you're around the Carbondale campus long enough. You have a special link there in the work that you do.
Yeah. Buckminster Fuller has been a big inspiration in my life, actually starting when I was playing on a geodesic dome in our backyard. We had one. I grew up in northern Minnesota and begged my father to set it up every spring after the snow had melted. But much later, after I was out of college, someone gave me a book about his work and life, and I became fascinated by the work that he did and started to build models based upon the synergetic geometry that he advocated, and accidentally discovered a new type of spinning top based upon some of the shapes that I had made models of.
Those are the tetratops that you're known
exactly.
for. Exactly. Sure, sure. What about him, what about his work inspired you, and what are you hoping that people can learn from you in a similar way?
Well, I was very inspired by his search for the generalized principles that the universe is using to build everything. He was someone who is very hard to characterize, but his ideas were pretty revolutionary. And by the end of his life, while he was here at SIU, he was working on his idea of the world game, which was a tool that he was developing to help make the world work for 100% of humanity in the shortest possible time without ecological offense or damage to anyone. And that idea really inspired me because there aren't a lot of people out there working to make the world work for 100% of humanity, and he was trying to get everyone to work on just that.
I know that you've been working with young people and students on the Carbondale campus.
Yes.
Are you trying to kind of move in that direction yourself?
I like to go around and teach all ages. I did a workshop for kids on Monday, and on Tuesday we did a geodesic dome building using bamboo. And I go around the country. Actually, I even went to Europe last year and do workshops to help people to understand those principles and then to apply them.
We should let people know that if they'd like to attend the lecture, it's coming up 6:30 to 7:30. That's the reception, and then a discussion at 7:30 until 8:30. It's at the Guyon Auditorium at Morris Library. You can get more information by calling the SIU Honors Program. That's 453-2824. More information on the special, that's the Glassman Lecture that's coming up Wednesday evening on the SIU campus. For people who look at big picture troubles around the world and think I'm just one person, I can't help, what do you say to inspire them?
Well, Bucky had a concept that actually his epitaph on his tombstone reads, "Call me Trim Tab." And a trim tab is a small rudder on a large rudder on ships. And that small rudder actually turns the large rudder because the pressure that would be necessary for a big ocean liner to turn the rudder would be tremendous. So this smaller rudder actually turns the big rudder that turns the whole ship. And he used the idea of trim tabs as the individual's relationship to society, that each and every individual can have a huge impact and change the course of the large ship of state or even the planet.
Do you find that his work, the geodesic dome and others, change the way you look at problem solving or things like that?
Most definitely. It actually changed the way I look at everything. The generalized principles that he was exploring help you to understand how nature is building from an atomic level all the way up to interstellar and intergalactic level. And that sort of understanding helps you, it gives you a new appreciation for the way that nature is actually working. And for me, it gives me a deep faith in everything. And I think that Fuller had that as well. And for those that knew him, I know his daughter fairly well, and I've met many people who met him. I never did myself, but they said that he was a very deep spiritual person as well. He had a very deep faith in the universe itself.
You can learn more about this and other events by calling the SIU Honors Program, 618-453-2824. And again, the presentation and discussion going on in the Guyon Auditorium, that's at Morris Library, Wednesday from 6:30 to 7:30, and that's followed by a discussion and reception from 7:30 to 8:30. Kurt, thanks so much for coming in.
And thank you so much for having me.
This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.